Hello, listeners. I am joined today by members of a new and upcoming band here in Prince George named Cold South. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name's Cohen. I'm the vocalist.
My name's Ian, and I play guitar.
Felix, other guitars.
I'm Finn. I'm on drums and percussion.
Mm-hmm. So tell me where this all started. How long ago have you guys been together, and when did you guys decide that this was something you wanted to pursue?
Well, we were just like me and Felix, the other guitar guy. We were just at a get together, and I was like, "Hey, I play guitar." And then suddenly, I figured out that he played guitar, and then we started jamming. And then it took forever to get Cohen to come out to sing, but then finally we got Cohen to come sing, and then that was pretty much the band for the first like 3 months of it. And then my brother knew this guy whose brother played drums. So then we were like, okay, well, we can message this guy.
We had a temporary bass player, and he hung out with us for a while. But eventually we found...
Yeah, our contemporary bass player who is not with us at the moment. he just didn't come today. He had other obligations.
Yeah, so... And that's pretty much how we started. Then, yeah.
So I take it a bunch of you just kind of were playing around and decided that, you know what, let's take this passion for music a little bit further.
Yeah, so me and Felix would jam, and it would be like super fun, right? And we'd figured out pretty quick that we'd have some creative juice going or something. Yeah, and then, like I said, we tried to get Cohen because neither of us can sing. It was awful. So then we were like,
we tried.
We're like, okay, so we need someone to sing, and Cohen wouldn't come for the longest time until finally we had like a FaceTime. Because it was, mm-hmm. Right at the start of COVID, so we had a FaceTime, and then, we, made our first song over FaceTime, actually.
Yeah. Was music something that you guys were each brought up with, or was it, a skill that you guys kind of, went and aspired to find out later on in life?
Growing up, I had, I was in band and stuff in school, but I'd played drums at a younger age, and, yeah, music was always a big part of my household, but not like my parents aren't inherently very musical, but music was, a big part of my household, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. What about the rest of you guys?
For me personally, I only really have been playing for a year and a half now, maybe two, not very long anyways. I grew up listening to mostly hip hop kind of style of music, and then I got into more rock influence, and then I just picked up the guitar, and over time I just played a lot and gotten to the point where I can play with other musicians now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the same thing with me, where I was never really into music until for me it's 5 years ago now probably, but I taught myself piano, and I was like, okay, this is super fun, and then I taught myself guitar, and then right after that, this is kind of when me and Felix met and started jamming.
And for myself, nothing too kind of boring. I just I've always enjoyed singing. And so that's why this band is really fun to me, because I finally get to practice what I love and be productive with it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of genre is your band? What's your music?
That's a good question.
I'd say rap, probably. No, it's like classic rock kind of me.
Southern rock. Classic rock revival, I'd say.
Yeah, with some country thrown in there, I'd say.
A little bit of folk as well.
We take a few influences.
Yeah.
Nothing too, it's pretty strictly rock.
Yeah.
Who are some of your guys' favorite music role models that you guys look up to?
You guys want to go ahead first?
Hendrix.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I'd probably say Slash or Jimmy Page. For
Hendrix
guitar.
Or SRV. I'm a big Bowie fan, personally.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have, I guess, been, as we were discussing earlier, more serious about the band about 6 months ago. What was that turning point where you guys were just fooling around and making
I
some
tunes?
I think
it
tunes?
Was me joining, in all honesty. Well,
and getting that jam space.
Yeah, because we were all having a good time. Then Grumpy Finn came. And then it got serious.
Yeah, and then we got a band beers.
We rented out a space, a studio, kind of a temporary place. And then once we got that, we were pretty consistent, three times a week, several hours.
Yeah,
pretty much every week
just
for a long time,
around.
And then we had to shut that down.
It never really felt serious though. It's always just been,
it's always been
us hanging out, and then all of a sudden I'll do something or Finn will do something, and then we all build on each other.
Only us two though.
Yeah, but no, like we all build on each other, and then that's how songs get made. So, super easy process.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about what your aspirations are. I mean, being in a smaller town like Prince George, do you feel like that helps you out to get your name out there? I mean, I guess less competition in a smaller town, or do you feel like that's kind of been a barrier for you guys?
I feel like if you talk to anyone, they're gonna say that. I mean, like the odds are definitely stacked against you when you're not from Toronto or Vancouver, but that's where like, yeah, I don't know. It's
we have a bit of a hometown advantage, I feel.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are excited to hear what we have to offer, and we're excited to give it to them. So I think we have that going for us.
Yeah, and in terms of on a grander scale, at the time being, nothing major in plan. We'd like to play some more local shows when the opportunity arises, and maybe do a little bit of a touring around BC, maybe into Alberta, maybe get an album recorded. But in terms of what we got right now, it's mostly a monetary ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cohen, when we were discussing earlier, you were telling me about the art fundraiser that you guys were thinking of playing for. Tell me a bit more about that.
Oh, I'll do it. Yeah. So, yeah, that was Amanika, which is a local venue. They do music amongst other arts, and they were having some troubles with COVID, and so they posted an ad about, hey, we'd like some local acts to help support our cause, and we volunteered. It's supposed to be happening by the end of April, April 30th, I believe, but still not a whole lot of information regarding it, but if you follow us on social media, we'll keep you posted.
Mm-hmm.
So something to look out for sure.
Yeah.
So in terms of your music itself, like, who are you guys as a band, and what do you guys represent? What do you want people listening to you to take away from the music that you produce?
I think it's nothing too serious.
Yeah, like,
fun.
I feel like we're not trying to, like, so a big thing that we've always tried to keep in our band is, like, it's music first overall. Like we're not out here to really, like, said it, like,
we're not making any Coke commercials.
Yeah, like, we don't have any, like, we're not inherently, like, oh, like,
It's just the music is for fun.
It's for fun. We're not really trying to send any a message or anything. We're just
having fun.
You want people to enjoy the work that you produce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, we have fun making it, so it's like, well, hopefully people have fun listening to it. Mm-hmm. That's...
Tell me about your songs. What's your guys' favorite song that you guys have?
Ooh, that's
written?
A good question.
I would say mine personally is probably what's it called now? probably Highway Robbery, just because of the ending part. I find is pretty groovy, and it's fun to listen to.
You
want to
go ahead, Felix?
I like Cold South because I rip a solo on it.
There you go.
I'm a big fan of Midnight Dream. I think it's really catchy. I like the beginning. It's very concise, too. And I think Cohen does a good job. I think we all do a pretty good job. You play your butts off on that one.
Yeah. Cohen, you got a favorite song, or you just like them all?
I have, like, a favorite.
Or actually, probably Outlaw's my favorite, because that's
like
the only one that I wrote the lyrics to.
I have, like, a favorite song to play, like Cold South, and then my favorite song is probably Don't Wait On Me Now, though. Like, to listen to.
Yeah, I think mine is Don't Wait On Me. That's one song that I think I did my best lyrically. Mm-hmm. I enjoy my vocals on that. I love the riff that was created for it. I like everybody does a bang up job.
And that one came together in like 15 minutes.
We wrote that song together.
It came together in all honesty, like yesterday.
Yeah.
Fully formed.
You guys are talking about Don't Wait On Me.
Yeah.
We even made the song like
And that's
in
one
10 minutes.
We were just in a circle at the
it's
garage.
It's been kicking around for a little while, but yesterday just came like fully formed.
Yeah, but no, like we like actually like made the lyrics and everything. But like it was one day like after a jam, we were like tired. We're like, whatever. We can hang out and whatever, have a beer or something and jam. And then sure enough,
we got in a circle and the creative juices were just flowing and we banged that out, and we had like the chorus was finished, I believe, but then it sat on my phone, you know, just as a chorus for months on end. Mm-hmm. And eventually I was like, oh yeah, this song. So and I wrote more lyrics for it. I wrote, you know, a whole song for it, and then we brought it out at one of our jam sessions, and it just worked. Mm-hmm. And so that's Don't Wait On Me. It's mm-hmm. pretty cool.
Are the lyrics generic, or do you feel like they bring out like personal stories from your guys' experiences?
Depends on the
song. Are you talking about that song or in general?
Sure. Tell me about Don't Wait On Me Now and some of your other songs.
Well, Don't Wait On Me was more like a story.
Like a theme for the album.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. You know, that song's about, it's about leaving the girl you love in search of higher things, like rock and roll, you know, like trying to become a rock star.
Or, yeah, like trying to do something new, yeah.
Yeah, but then you get a song like Gotta Get Out of This Town that I wrote. Gotta Get Out of This Town is about, you know, Prince George is a great place and everything, but, you know, it's not
dreams.
The greatest.
Exactly, Big City Dreams. Yeah.
And then, you know, one last one is like Save Me Some Beer. I wrote that about my uncle who passed, and you know, so some of the songs, you know, I don't know, there might be a couple generic ones,
like,
but
I'd say Highway Robbery is none of our personal experience.
Yeah, that was just
none of us have gotten robbed.
We just wrote that one for fun. Yeah,
that never happened.
And it worked.
Same with Olaf.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No one shot anyone. No one was hurt in the making of any of these songs.
So it really just depends on the song at the end of the day.
Yeah, like a mix of both, like generic and then a little bit of personal, which is a nice touch. Tell me a bit about what you guys hope for the future. What does the future have in store for you guys? What are those goals that you're setting as a group for yourselves?
Well, for the time being, our big two are getting songs recorded and gigging, but those are kind of being stifled with coronavirus and a lack of income because of the lack of gigging, I suppose.
It's a circle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what we're aiming for at the moment. We have demos, recording, and that kind of thing, and we're in the next, by the end of summer, we'll have a couple of songs available for people to listen to online.
Yeah.
That's cool. Tell me a bit about who you guys are outside of the studio.
So I'll go ahead first. I'm a student here at the university personally, and I'm working a little bit part-time, just making my way. I'm doing anthropology, quite enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Ian, you like to go ahead?
Same thing. I'm just a student at UMBC, and then I work part-time, and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah. What about you, Felix?
I pretty much just work full-time in sales and then do music. I don't really have a lot of free time other than that.
Yeah, I just kind of find my way around, getting work when I can. I enjoy working out, you know, lifting weights, going for the occasional fish with the boys. And then other than that, I just like writing music and whatnot. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the relationship you guys have with each other.
Toxic.
It really kind of depends on the day.
Yeah, it depends on the day. Sometimes we all hate each other, and sometimes we're like brothers. Yeah.
You guys are usually pretty good. I'm the grumpy one.
Yeah. Finn is the grumpy one.
Grumpy Finn.
Except for today. For some reason, I was the grumpy one.
70 to 80% of the time, even if we're in like a bad mood after like 20 minutes, 30 minutes of playing with each other, it ends up being pretty like lighthearted and just a good time.
Yeah. I think no one's ever been like mad at anyone on any other person for more than 20 minutes. Like
we like to pick on Felix for playing sometimes when he's not supposed to, but yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I haven't really, and you guys all went to school together, but I didn't. So I feel like you guys have grown to become my friend over the course of time that I've known you, but I feel like you guys have all kind of had kind of relation before.
Yeah, because me and Felix, like, you know, at the start, like, we knew each other jammed, and then Cohen came in and jammed. We all knew each other already. And then we're like, okay, wait a minute. We need a drummer and a bass player, so we had to try and find a drummer, and then
that was a process in and of itself.
But then we found Finn, and Finn turned out to be the coolest person ever, so it worked out.
The band's lifetime has just been a constant climb. Like every once in a while, we'll take a step forward in what we're trying to do. You know, so we'll get the drummer, we'll get the bass player, we'll get the jam space, we'll get the recording equipment. So and you know, it's only gone up. So
it's a slow and gradual process.
Exactly. I feel like it is the one step forward, one step back almost at some points though.
Sometimes,
with
occasionally,
COVID especially.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely hard. I mean, you guys. I take it from the last question that you guys kind of grew up together, in a sense, like you guys went to the same high schools. I don't know, maybe knew each other as acquaintances or friends in other friend circles.
Ian was in like a different grade than us, so he was in like another year, and then Finn went to another school, and then I've only known Colin for maybe like 3 years now. Obviously, it feels like I've known him for like ever. Wow. Like I'm like best friends with him, but really we didn't know any of each other like even 2-3 years ago. So
yeah, like we'd like see each other around, and like we're friendly with each other, but never really
tight.
We're like be like, hey, come over and hang out.
Yeah. Like, I had classes with Ian before I even knew him, and I knew
his
brother.
Yeah, in university, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd be like, who's this goon over here making bad debate points?
Getting higher marks.
Okay.
Oh.
In some classes, okay.
So I see that you guys brought some of your stickers here today. Tell me about those.
So they're designed by our friend Ashley. She did them for us. They're very lovely stickers. They're available for purchase. All proceeds go towards the band. If you're interested, you can hit us up on our social media at Cold South on Instagram. And yeah, I think they're $2 a sticker. They're quite nice, very sticky, very durable.
They do stick to stuff, yes.
Yeah, you'll never get them off.
Ever. Well, we're quite proud of them, though, I would say.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. They're like, like Ashley did such a great job on them.
Mm-hmm. And you said that the money goes towards the band, specifically, I guess, like recording or equipment.
Yeah.
So the funds that we did raise went directly into us purchasing a field recorder and audio interface. And we've been using that to record a couple demos, mm-hmm. and hopefully we'll have some of that stuff out soon. It's just a matter of getting it mixed and mastered.
How have your other friends and family reacted to this band? Are they supportive? Are they your number one fans? Explain how they reacted when you guys formed this band.
Very supportive. Everyone's excited. It's a shame that we haven't been able to produce much for them yet. But we're, you know, as I said before, they're excited. We're excited to show them what we're made of. But yeah, the love has been there. We've been really lucky to have that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It's like every single person I've known has been like, yeah, super supportive. And that's where, like Colin was saying, like that hometown
advantage.
Yeah, advantage comes into play because, yeah.
You feel like you kind of have like your community of family and friends behind
absolutely.
You. No matter
exactly.
They got our backs.
Yeah, and like I think the difficult thing about that is a lot of these people haven't even heard our music and they're still backing us and helping us out. And so yeah, they're hungry for music.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been super helpful and supportive, and like we have buddies who come by and help us record and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that listeners who hear your song will be pleasantly surprised. I think that you guys have something really unique.
Debatable.
Copy paste any 80s.
Yeah.
I've heard your songs, and I think that they do have something special to them, and I hope that listeners feel the same way. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and speak with me.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, you too.
Goodbye.